For WKNO News, I'm Christopher Blank. In the next few months, candidates across Tennessee will make their pitches for office using a tried and true platform, the media. We'll see them on television, read about them in the papers. At the same time, the media is also waging its own campaign. And in this week's look at Tennessee politics, political analyst Otis Sanford joins us to talk about that. Welcome back.
Hi, Chris. Good to be here.
Otis, this week, hundreds of newspapers across the country published editorials defending freedom of speech in the press, a direct response to President Trump's continued claims that the press has become what he calls the opposition party and the enemy of the people. How do you view this sort of industry-wide response?
No time in our modern history have we seen a leader of the country that has fostered so much animus toward the press as this president. And I think it's heartening to see that the media are fighting back here.
But some critics have said that when the media unites in this way, it only fosters the impression that it's the media against the Trump administration. Do you see that?
Well, if you stand by and let someone kick you all the time and you do nothing about it, or you just report that he's kicking you and you don't respond, then the perception would be, well, you're taking the kicking because there's nothing you can do about it. There is something you can do about it. You can push back. It's our responsibility to expose lies that are being told.
But what's the best way to do that?
The problem here is we have a president who has hijacked the conversation and has instilled in his supporters who, for whatever reason, have decided that they're going to believe everything he says and nothing that anyone else says. It is up to news organizations. It is up to even news reporters to expose the lies and just report the facts. Verify it. Get more than two or three sources on it. The truth has a way of getting through. If you stick to the truth, it will get to the people that it needs to get to.
Many reporters at all levels of media are talking about the tone with which our organizations cover certain issues, issues like white supremacy. You recently attended the National Association of Black Journalists convention in Detroit, and I'm guessing that African-American journalists are thinking about tone and voice quite a bit with this administration.
No question about it. And there was a lot of discussion about that in various sessions. But I do think that African-American journalists, black journalists, even all journalists of color, they're all wrestling with this issue of how to deal with and report on matters of race, because this administration, unlike any other in my lifetime, has created so much animus that it is calling into question how African-American reporters, especially, how they do their jobs. I think most of them are saying, hey, look, if I'm a reporter, I'm going to report the story. But they also have to call things that are wrong, expose those things. Even the subtle, unconscious bias that everybody has, make sure that those things get aired in whatever news organization they're a part of.
And let me say that our organization, NPR, struggles with that. Earlier this week, we aired a controversial interview with a white supremacist. The interviewer is black, Noel King. There were two main criticisms, I think. One, that NPR shouldn't give white supremacists a platform to espouse their views, but also that Noel King should have served up fewer questions and more confrontation. So I wonder, do you think there is a growing pressure or maybe a growing sense of obligation for reporters to speak out?
Yes, I do think we have a responsibility. I think Noel King in this regard probably is getting the criticism because things that are said, which are irrational beliefs, they aren't challenged, then the thoroughness of the journalism suffers. So, yeah, I do think that while we feel an obligation to make sure that whatever minority group or whatever oppressed group, it feels like their story is not being told well enough, it is the responsibility of journalists, especially African-American journalists, to try to do what that journalist can to bring some accuracy, evenness to the reporting.
Here in Tennessee, we're heading into a general election in November. Do you think that this national talk about fake news, whether it's the distrust of the media or the support of the media, will have any sort of impact on what's happening here in the state or even locally?
Oh, I think it could, just because we will have a very, very, very closely watched Senate race. It would be interesting to see how Marsha Blackburn, for example, who has hitched her campaign wagon to Donald Trump, it would be interesting to see whether she uses the term fake news in this campaign.
Political analyst Otis Sanford holds the Hardin Chair in Excellence in Journalism at the University of Memphis. He's with us each week through the November election. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Chris.